you're living in a script, is what I'm saying, if you understand that script. And it isn't just to do with money. Money is a source of power, and they use the power, it's the power they want, understand, to either breed you up or cull you off. And of course, we're in the culling phase and have been for a while. That's why hospitals, you can't build enough of them today. But you're farmed by the good shepherds, you see. They're good to themselves. They're always good to themselves. But that's just the way of it, and it's been this way for an awful long time. They've got to keep the public ignorant and dumbed down. We've got the worst education we've ever had, actually, which is essential for this part of the agenda. Remember, too, Bertrand Russell and others who worked with the same organization for the same goal said that they'd make people basically hedonistic and self-centered. Everything revolves around them, and narcissistic, he said, too. That's happened. You could, youngsters are poor as could be. They really are working their make-work jobs that are generally funded by the government, like Britain. Almost every job they get is funded by the government. It's a totally socialist system, though. Bankers create socialism, and they love it. Because government always borrows more from them, you see. And the youngsters just party all weekend and get smashed out their skulls. That's what they do. They have no other future. And they know it. And they're told this to be happy. In fact, there's a whole organization come out of the United Nations too, which is pushing it across the whole world now. It's wellness, you see. See, it's more important that you feel well and happy and good about yourself than actually acquiring a better accommodation and getting out of your filthy digs, as they call it over there. But you can't afford to get out of it. It's more important to feel good about it. You can put up with the filthy digs and accept your status in life that's stuck there forever. And it's all to do with being happy. And they put massive government campaigns out across the whole of Europe. And it's funded, again, by these big organizations belonging to the United Nations that belongs to the Council on Foreign Relations. Quite something. Just be happy. Stacks of ads and all, but just be happy. Why do you think they promote all the booze campaigns on the television and always have done? Just be happy. So they work on these miserable jobs, the ones that can get jobs, that is. They're government funded. Some of them actually don't get any paychecks at all for 3 months. And then because it's government created jobs for these private entrepreneurs, they get start-up pay for being an entrepreneur and hiring so many people, but you don't have to pay them for 3 months. And then in the 3 months, you just fire them and get a whole bunch of new free workers in. What a disgusting slavery system, because that's what it is. See things as they are, not how you're told that they are. And that's what media's there for, to tell you the spin, you see, to alter your perception of things. They do it all the time. All the time.